Today we celebrate the Feast of Epiphany. What does Epiphany mean? What does Theophany mean? Those are both words that are used for this holy day. Well, in sacred scripture, when Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan, and you know the River Jordan is an unusual river because it begins in the north in the Sea of Galilee, which is full of fish, and it flows all the way south where it empties into the Dead Sea where nothing lives. So it is an unusual river caught between life and death. And within it, in the middle, so to say, Jesus was baptized, and this is the first time that the Blessed Trinity was revealed. That God said to us, I exist as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Why is this so important? Because God wants a relationship with us. He wants to reveal himself to us. In our religion, we do not speak of a God who gives orders, who is removed, who doesn't care. But he is a God who desires love so much that he offers himself and he reveals Epiphany, Theophany. He reveals himself to us and he says, I will teach you how to live. Not only that, I will give you the power to live well if it is not within you. That is why we call grace supernatural, above our nature. Christians never simply do what they can do by themselves, but we do what we can do with God's help. So today, as we continue with the rest of the liturgy, and at the end we'll have the blessing of the water, it is interesting that in our religion, we never curse anyone. We never curse anything. We bless once, twice, three times to remind ourselves of a loving God who wants us to get to know him so that we might be able to understand ourselves even better. Christos Christaicha.